to a very special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast you don't want to miss. From the headquarters of the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, your host is CRI President Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because truth matters. Is Christmas in your heart? In the Bible, to love God with all your heart means to love Him fully with all your mind, will, and emotions. Well, this year, as you prepare your home for Christmas, prepare your heart as well. To formally introduce The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, Jack Countryman, senior publisher of Thomas Nelson, joins Hank in studio. As Hank Hanegraaff has said, last year The Heart of Christmas was a book. This year, it's a movement. And we pray that it will become an annual tradition in your or your family's life.
Hi, Hank. I ordered your devotional book, The Heart of Christmas, which I'm actually enjoying this week.
Bring hope to others and spread the flame as we live in a time when Christmas is becoming increasingly pagan. Today's Bible Answer Man is a rebroadcast of a recorded program. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and it is indeed at the Christian Research Institute Christmas early, but the reason for this is we don't want you to get a book this year. We want you to experience a tradition, and I want to start that tradition today by talking just a little bit about Emmanuel. In Christ, says Paul in Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. The reason we rejoice at Christmas is that the baby born to Mary and Joseph on that first advent was no ordinary child. As Matthew records, this baby was the ultimate fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy of Emmanuel, God with us. It was the ultimate self-revelation of God to humankind. Jesus the Christ was and eternally is God incarnate, literally, God in flesh. Although John's gospel does not include a narrative of the birth and infancy of Jesus Christ, the doctrine of the incarnation is aptly summed up in his introduction when he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The clear testimony of Scripture is that in the Incarnation, Jesus Christ was fully God and fully man. In other words, He existed as the perfect unity in one person of a divine and a human nature. Paul so eloquently expressed the profundity of this truth, the truth of the Incarnation, in his letter to the Philippian Christians when he said, your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself. He became obedient to death, even death on a cross. I want to pause for just a moment and remind you what death on a cross means. The word excruciating literally had to be codified or developed to fully communicate the horror of Christ's passion on the cross. Well, as Theanthropus, as the God-man, the spotless Lamb of God, lived a perfectly sinless human life and then died a sinner's death to sufficiently atone once and for all for the sins of humanity. Without both natures, Christ's payment would have been insufficient. As God, his sacrifice was sufficient to provide redemption for the sins of humankind. As man, he did what the first Adam failed to do. Says Paul, "For just as through the disobedience of the one man the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the second Adam, the many will be made righteous." Or as Paul explained to the Corinthian Christians, "As in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive." I love Paul's letter to the Philippians. I love Paul talking about our attitude and saying that that attitude, the attitude that you have, the attitude that I have, should be the same as the attitude that Jesus Christ had. He was in very nature God, and yet in the incarnation did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. He made himself nothing. He's the one who spoke, and the limitless galaxies leapt into existence, and yet he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself, became obedient to death, even death on a cross. And therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, every knee in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Think about that for just a moment. With the heart of Christmas, and again, this year, it's not just a book, it's a movement. And we're going to be talking about how special this book is and how significant the movement is. This year, we want you to begin early so you don't miss the heart of Christmas. We want you to begin at the very beginning and take a trek to the heart of Christmas every year. You no doubt prepare your home for Christmas. This year, we want you to prepare your heart for Christmas. And if you're honest with yourself, Christmas sneaks up on you just like it sneaks up on me. All of a sudden, December 25th knocks at the door. And we have been hustling and bustling. We have been involved in all kinds of activities. But we've missed the heart of Christmas. And there's nothing as significant as recognizing Christmas, celebrating Christmas, sharing the spirit of Christmas with others. Because in Christmas, we have God invading time and space, so that we could have a relationship with him, not just for time, but think about this for a minute, for eternity. I mean, that's an overwhelming thought. Forever and ever and ever, something that never ends. And think about the reality that every single person who knows Jesus Christ will experience Jesus Christ in flesh, in incarnation, in a new heaven and new earth. The fact that Jesus Christ did what we could never do. He lives the perfect life that we could never live, and then offers us his perfection as an absolutely free gift. You can't earn it. You can't deserve it. You can't merit it. You simply reach out the hand of a beggar and receive the gift of a king. And then the one who created all things, in fact, the psalmist says, created you, knit you together in your mother's womb. He now comes to live within you. And he begins to direct your life. And then your life begins to take on the meaning and the purpose and the fulfillment that that life was designed to have. And then you live with power and passion, with a purpose and an eternal perspective. When we talk about the heart of Christmas, again, we're not talking about a book. It is a book. But it's more than a book. It's a movement. Because this year we want people to understand the heart of Christmas, to prepare their hearts, and then they'll have an experience unlike any other. Because once they experience the heart of Christmas as demonstrated in the book, they're going to experience the spirit of Christmas and find out that it isn't about selfishness. It's about selflessness. The heart of Christmas is something that I want you to experience, not in isolation, because God didn't bring us as Lone Ranger Christians into His kingdom. He brought us as a community of faith. We're called the body of Christ. And that's why we are starting a campaign early so that you will share the heart of Christmas with a family member, with a friend, with co-laborers in Christ, that you'll use it as a small group preparation, as a body, moving towards the day in which we celebrate the most unbelievable event that we've become, quite frankly, anesthetized to. We've become so familiar with it that we've forgotten its meaning, we've forgotten its purpose. This year's got to be different. In studio, a close friend of mine, in 2 months, he'll be on this planet for 80 years. He knows a little bit about tradition. He knows a little about Christmas. He knows a little about living life with eternity in mind. And together, we want to share, not a book, but a movement with you. We're going to be doing that not only this hour, but in the hour to come. We'll be talking about the heart of Christmas, and we'll ask you to join with us in a movement to make Christmas more than just another December 25th, which comes and goes. Now, to do that, there are some practical things that I want you to do. The first thing I want you to do, if you have a computer, I want you to go to your computer and log on to the World Wide Web at equip.org. And learn about the movement. Learn about how you can get a book that you can give away as a gift this Christmas season. I want to tell you something. When I first saw The Heart of Christmas several weeks ago, when I first saw it, I was blown away. This is perhaps the most beautiful book ever published by Thomas Nelson. But this book is not just beauty in terms of a coffee table book. It is rich with nuggets of truth regarding Christmas. And when I got this book, the first thing I wanted to do is give the book away. I thought, and this was the very first thought that crossed my mind, I thought, you know what, this year I don't have to do my Christmas shopping. I can give this book to family members and friends and coworkers. I thought of 100 people I could send this book to. And I thought, in sending them this book, I'm giving them a gift that will keep on giving, a gift that will make an eternal significance. So the first thing I want you to do is go to the World Wide Web at equip.org, log onto the World Wide Web at equip.org, and check out the Heart of Christmas online. If you need further information, you can buy this book not only in isolation, but in six packs, in cases. It also comes, as you can hear right now by the music, it comes as something that we've always wanted to do, and that is we want the solo guitar artistry to accompany the book. So it's not just a book, it's a CD and a book. We also have this in audiobook format, but you can check it all out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about the Heart of Christmas, how you can be part of a movement. If you want to find out more by talking to our resource consultants, the number to dial, 888-7000-CRI. Again, that number, 888-7000-CRI. We'll be right back in just a moment with more of the Heart of Christmas.
Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, which includes the accompanying classic guitar Christmas CD by James Cobb for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or go online to www.equip.org. Prayerfully consider lives you can impact when you give gift book packages specially priced in six packs or cases of 12. And also don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition, the Heart of Christmas audiobook, or the standalone classic instrumental Christmas CD, too. Order now so you can begin your devotional on December 1st. Don't touch that dial. Hank will return right after this. Christmas is the tremendous news that little baby Jesus came as God in flesh. Hank Hanegraaff has penned a hardbound devotional taking the truths of the Christmas story and turning them into traditions in The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. Each devotion is beautifully presented and complemented with an appropriate Christmas carol and thought-provoking questions. The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, is a collection of 25 daily devotions that are certain to inspire an annual Christmas tradition. This year, as you prepare your home for Christmas, prepare your heart as well. Order The Heart of Christmas with the accompanying Christmas carols on CD for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition or The Heart of Christmas audiobook, instrumental Christmas carol CD, or quantity discount options to give as gifts to your loved ones and friends. That's equip.org. For over 50 years, the Christian Research Institute has been entirely supported by people who've been blessed by our resources and choose to share that blessing with others. None of this would be possible without you. We know that a monthly gift is a big commitment. Not only is it a financial sacrifice, but when life itself gets busy, it can be hard remembering to send your gift each month. And that's why we've created simple, secure, automated giving opportunities through your credit or debit card. And to thank you for this service that you perform that is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal. To sign up today to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org or call us at 888-7000-CRI. On one extreme, Muslims are portrayed as a mad monolith, on the other as peace-loving pacifists. In the dark days immediately following 9/11, one thing was painfully obvious. More often than not, we were being informed by rhetoric and emotional stereotypes rather than reason and empirical studies. Many of us know Muslims already in our neighborhood or workplace. And with an ever-increasing population of Muslims all over the world, we should be ready to go to them as Christ calls. Islam, What You Must Know, the best of the Christian Research Journal, brings together the best articles of the Christian Research Journal on Islam to equip you to think Christianly about Muslims in order to reach them for Christ. To order this unique hardbound book on Islam, dial 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or order online at equip.org.
to fully grasp the significance of Christ's messianic role, you must drink deeply from the wellspring of Old Testament prophecy. In Hebrews, as in the rest of the New Testament, the Old Testament history of Israel is interpreted as a succession of types that find ultimate fulfillment in the birth, death, resurrection, and ascension of the Christ we celebrate at Christmas.
You've just heard Hank Hanegraaff's dramatic reading from the Heart of Christmas audiobook, a 2-CD devotional for the season. Order the audiobook or the beautifully presented The Heart of Christmas gift book, which also includes a classic instrumental Christmas CD. The Heart of Christmas can also be personalized by Hank. But especially consider our 6-pack or case of 12 specially discounted for you to impact your friends and loved ones, and especially those who don't know Christ this year. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online at www.equip.org. Also, tell us your story about how the Heart of Christmas has inspired you to bring hope to others and spread the flame. Call us toll-free at 866-253-4656 and record your message. And now here is Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And we are talking today about the Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. And as I said in the first segment, this is a whole lot more than a book. It's a movement that we want to begin this year so that Christmas does not sneak up on you, so that you prepare your heart for Christmas in much the same way that you now prepare your home for Christmas. Joining me online right now to talk about the Heart of Christmas, my good friend Lee Strobel, who knows a little bit about books and knows a little bit about the Christ of Christmas, for the Christ of Christmas has become real to Lee Strobel, who was a former atheist, an antagonist to the historic Christian faith, and now loves Jesus Christ with all his heart and soul and mind. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Hank. How you doing?
I am so excited. I guess I didn't get into the mood for Christmas until we started the broadcast today, and immediately it was upon me, and I'm so excited about the Heart of Christmas, because one of the things that I have found over the years, and I've been on this planet for a while as you have, that Christmas sneaks up on us and we don't prepare ourselves for Christmas as we should. And in some sense, Lee, I think we've trivialized the Christ of Christmas.
One of the things I love about the Heart of Christmas is it's a devotional format that you read in the 25 days leading up to Christmas. So it colors your entire Christmas season. And what I love about that is you can use this book to give to friends and relatives and neighbors and coworkers and colleagues and so around Thanksgiving, so that starting on December 1, their entire Christmas experience this year is going to go to a whole new level, because it's not going to be just about, you know, what am I going to get the kids for Christmas, what am I going to get my wife, but it's going to give them such a rich understanding of the meanings behind the traditions of Christmas, of the incarnation of Jesus, even of the resurrection, which of course is, you know, an integral part of this whole story, because Jesus didn't just come into this world at Christmas to show us how to live. He also died for our sins and was resurrected from the dead. So this book even quite appropriately ties in the resurrection to the Christmas story. So what I love about this is that it will change the whole texture and tenor of our Christmas seasons for our friends and our family as they go through this devotional every day. And it's a short reading every day. And one of the things I love about this, not only are there questions that you can use with your family and discuss and so forth, and not only is there scripture which roots us into the Word of God, but one of the things I love is every day there's a Christmas carol printed. And what I love about that is so often we hear these songs sung every year, and we sing them ourselves, and the words just sort of wash over us, and we really don't pick up on the true meaning behind the words. And yet, when you read these words, especially aloud, if you do this a devotional as a family, and you read these great Christmas hymns aloud as a poetry, as poems, it really, they pop alive in a fresh new way. And I'm telling you, you get tears in your eyes as you read some of these wonderful descriptions in poetic form of the incarnation of Jesus. That I think that's just a great added feature of this devotional. So I just, and by the way, I heard you say a couple minutes ago what a beautiful book it is. I'm just blown away. I mean, I've been involved in publishing most of my life, and this is something you can be proud of to give as a gift. The cover is embossed. Each page is laminated. The colors, it's just a beautiful gift that you can feel proud to say, you know what, I love you as a friend, I love you as a neighbor, I love you as a family member. Here is something I want to give you so that your Christmas season this year might be richer than ever.
And you can check this out on the World Wide Web, as I mentioned before, at equip.org. You can talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI, or you can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. I want to pick up on something you just said, Lee. The actual presentation of the material, it is exquisite. It's beautiful. But I didn't want this to be just another coffee table book. I wanted this to be something that was beautiful in terms of presentation, but rich in content. I wanted people not to get fluff, but to get the real stuff, to learn about the heart of Christmas, to understand how the Old Testament relates to the New Testament, what incarnation means, what Advent means, what Epiphany means. I wanted them to really understand the heart of Christmas.
Yeah, and what this book does is it presents that information, but it does it in bite-sized pieces. Because it's a devotional, because you only have to read a small section every day or do the audio and actually listen, what that does is it allows this information, this deep resource of and reservoir of historical information about Christmas, it allows it to sink in every day. So you're taking in a little bit every day, and I think in terms of learning, in terms of really deepening our understanding of what Christmas is about, it's better to have something that we get in those kind of little pieces than something we consume all at once. And so I think the devotional format really plays toward the big advantage of this, which is to say, let's as a family read a little bit each day. We can discuss it. We can allow the theme of that day to be the theme of this day in our life, and we can discuss it further. We can look for other things about Christmas, like Christmas carols and so, that can resonate on that theme. So I love that format, because I think sometimes we get so much information very fast in this culture, and we're sort of like a fire hose when we read a book or we see a documentary or something. It's just a lot of information that comes down real fast, and we miss a lot of it because we need to process it. We need to focus each day on a different angle, and of course, you've used the acrostic Christmas to talk about, you know, different words that give us a new illumination of a different aspect of the Christmas season as we go along. So I really congratulate you, Hank. I really think this can be a movement. I think it's something that we can, you know, I can think of several dozen people I want to get this to as Thanksgiving arrives and as the Christmas season begins, to enrich their own Christmases. And I know they're going to thank me. They're going to come back in the end. And you know what? It's not the people I have in mind. Not all of them are Christians. This book has an evangelistic thread through it. It builds toward December the 24th, where it was a very sensitively done and yet clear presentation of what repentance means and what the gospel means. And so it isn't. I think you can give this book to believers, to non-believers, people who may think they're Christians and who celebrate Christmas, but who don't really know the living God, who don't have never really received Christ as their forgiver and leader. This is the kind of book that can lead them into that relationship, because we all celebrate Christmas in one way or the other. You know, Christmas is kind of a non-controversial thing from that standpoint. So it's an easy entree to the people in our lives who are spiritual seekers, who are spiritually curious, as well as those who are deep believers, because they're going to find something too. I don't care how long you've been a follower of Jesus, you're going to learn new stuff as you go through these devotions.
And part of the package with every single book comes a solo classical guitar collection, and it is exquisite. You've heard the music.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And you know, I'm kind of filling in the lyrics now as I listen to some of it, because the lyrics in the book are kind of fresh in my mind. So it does give that sense of, you know, you like to talk about accessing information through the ear gate, through the eye gate, and so. And I think hearing the music does something in our souls that, you know, just information doesn't always do.
Hey, Lee, thanks for joining us on the broadcast to help me kick off a movement.
Well, my pleasure, Hank. God bless you, and God bless your family as we come on to this great Christmas season.
God bless you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. Again, this is not just a book. It is a book, but it's more than that. It's a movement. You have the book. You can buy the book in multiple copies. You can buy the book, and when you get the book, you get the incredible solo classical guitar collection. Comes with the book. There's an audio book. There are a lot of ways in which you can access this information and be part of the movement by sharing these resources with family members, friends, co-laborers in Christ. Check it out on the World Wide Web, equip.org, or talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. As always, remember, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As mentioned, joining me in studio, Jack Countryman. He is the publisher. Jack, you outdid yourself.
Well, we're just so pleased with the way the book has come out. You know, one of the thrilling things that a publisher has is the opportunity to take great content, and then we get our thrill out of designing the package so that it's so wonderful and appealing. And, Hank, I'm just pleased that you're pleased. And I know everyone that receives the book will be just absolutely thrilled because it is absolutely fabulous.
And the thing that we're trying to do again in this movement is to get people in on this early, because we don't want them to start late. We want them to start on time. On time means December 1st.
And I'm glad that you're emphasizing that, because today we're so busy that we haven't had a chance to develop a tradition that has really been forgotten in families that were, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And this book will draw them to the center of what Christ is all about and what Christmas is all about. You have developed material here that really draws people into what the meaning of Christmas is, but also what the meaning of being a Christian is, and following Christ and the resurrection and all the various things and salvation. You even bring to light things like Santa Claus, you know. People wonder about Santa Claus and the Christmas tree and all the other various traditions that you bring about in the book. And as Marcia and I have gone through the book together, we thought, wow, this is such great information. You weave in this book great historical facts and also biblical truths that bring this book to light as a real meaningful instrument that I am hopeful will be a tradition that will go on for years to come, and people will look forward each year to picking this up and say, let our family do this. Imagine the impact it'll have on the children in homes of the families if they'll just take the time to do it. So I'm hopeful that as we get this started, that people start this all across the country.
And you have just hit the nail on the head, because that's precisely what this movement is about. It's not about just this December 25th. I want this to be a tradition long after I have gone home to be with the Lord, a tradition for all my kids. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. We're going to be back in just a few moments with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Let the Christ of Christmas prepare your heart for the celebration of His birth through a devotional journey beginning December 1st and climaxing Christmas Day. Each of the 25 devotionals includes scripture readings, an appropriate Christmas carol, and questions for meditation and discussion. Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season now from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or go online to www.equip.org so you're ready on December 1st. You can also write to us at CRI P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. If you already have The Heart of Christmas for yourself, give it as a gift to friends, loved ones, and those who haven't yet trusted Jesus Christ as Savior this Christmas season with 6-packs or case of 12 discount options. We'll be right back with more of Hank and the Bible Answer Man broadcast right after these messages.
To fully grasp the significance of Christ's messianic role, you must drink deeply from the wellspring of Old Testament prophecy. In Hebrews, as in the rest of the New Testament, the Old Testament history of Israel is interpreted as a succession of types that find ultimate fulfillment in the birth, death, resurrection, and ascension of the Christ we celebrate at Christmas.
Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season by Hank Hanegraaff with accompanying Christmas Carol CD for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition or The Heart of Christmas audiobook, instrumental Christmas CD, or quantity discount options. Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. The number of patients seeking plastic surgery has skyrocketed in the past decade. In his article titled Self-Esteem from a Scalpel, The Ethics of Plastic Surgery, Richard J. Poupard explains how we can discern when it is appropriate to seek the aid of plastic surgery. The new atheists call God's commands to kill the Canaanites genocide. Yet a closer look at the horror of the Canaanites' sinfulness reveals that God's reason for commanding their death was not genocide, but capital punishment, as described by Clay Jones. Other articles include Should Christians Be Environmentalist? The Negative Effects of Margaret Sanger, Television as the New Literature, and much more. Call CRI and start your subscription today. 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org. Archaeologists are regularly unearthing new discoveries about the ancient world. Who lived where and when? What life was like at specific times in history. But according to some rather vocal skeptics, there is little or no historical evidence for the reliability of the Bible. Are these skeptics right? Is the evidence so lacking that we can no longer trust the Bible as the divine word of God? Hank Hanegraaff dispels these myths and gives you a simple and memorable tool to know for certain that the Bible is the most reliable book in all antiquity in the archaeologist's spade. Our gift to you when you partner with the Christian Research Institute to defend the truth of the Bible. Help defend the truth with your gift and request the special booklet equipping you with the historical facts for the reliability of Scripture. You can call us at 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org to request your copy today. If you've already become a member of our support team, committing to give on a monthly basis, we're deeply grateful for your loyalty and faithfulness. But no one appreciates your generosity more than the people who have a newfound confidence in their faith because of your support. For over 50 years, the Christian Research Institute has been entirely supported by people who've been blessed by our resources and choose to share that blessing with others. None of this would be possible without you. To become a regular monthly supporter, part of the backbone of this ministry, you can sign up securely online right now at equip.org. That's equip.org, or by calling our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Again, that's 888-7000-274. Well, many of you were already moved by The Heart of Christmas last year. As excitement builds in anticipation of Christmas this year, tell us your story about how The Heart of Christmas has deepened your relationship with God, or about how it has impacted your family devotions to bring hope to others and spread the flame. Call our toll-free testimonial line at 866-253-4656. Or share your stories, pictures, or videos about what Christmas means to you on our Bible Answer Man Facebook page or at www.equip.org/heart of Christmas. Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, a beautifully presented gift book which includes an instrumental Christmas music CD, when you call 888-7000-274. or go online to our secure website at www.equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about a personalized edition signed by Hank. And now, with his guest, Jack Countryman, once again, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
And of course, Jack Country is not only my guest, he is my dear friend, and he, in 2 months, will have been on this planet, as I mentioned in the first segment, for 80 years. So he knows what is important. He's lived life to the full, and he understands the things that really matter when it's all said and done. And Jack, I want to just allude to something that I said in The Heart of Christmas. I talk about the exchanging of gifts as something that can be dangerous, in that giving gifts has a powerful potential for promoting crass materialism. But on the other side of that same coin, the giving of gifts reinforces the reality that it is more blessed to give than to receive. And so this Christmas season, as we try to establish a tradition that carries on beyond our own lives. I'm almost 60, you're almost 80. We're thinking about our families carrying on a tradition this Christmas season and in all those seasons that we can look at in the future before the second advent of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May we be ever more mindful that the greatest gift we can give to another human being is the Christ child. Because when he enters the human heart, everlasting life becomes a present reality. And I want to relate that, Jack, to something you and I experienced together in Asia. We traveled throughout Asia, throughout China in particular, just this year. And you and I had the experience of seeing something that most Christians will never see. Something very akin to the first century. Authentic New Testament Christianity. One Christian giving the gift of Christ to another person. And that person in turn giving the gift of Christ to yet another person, so that now in China, within the house church movement alone, there are some 100 million believers, and they continue to grow and develop and multiply because they have seen the utter bankruptcy of materialism. And they're searching for something that's real and meaningful. And we've seen firsthand believers who receive the gift of Jesus Christ being willing to face vilification and prison with smiles on their faces because they know the real reason for the season.
There's no doubt about that. When we were there, you could see it in their faces. You could see it in their eyes. You could see the way they reacted with one another. As we listen to those that have paid the sacrifices of being in prison for 10 years, 4 years, three times, 17 years one time, saw his wife only five times during those 17 years, and still believed and still was true to their faith. And nothing could shatter them and nothing could take that away. And the way the community of those Christians are bonded together with one another with a single belief in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is such a powerful tool. In other words, they don't play at Christianity. They live the Christian life. It is a part of them. Each and every day, they band together and talk about the meaning of what Christ means to them. That is a powerful thing that I was very impressed with when we were there.
We are talking about The Heart of Christmas. I'm going to go to the phone lines, talk to Travis. He's in Fremont, Nebraska, listening on KLCV. Hi, Travis.
Hi, Hank. It's a pleasure.
Nice to talk to you.
I've always had this question in the back of my mind about the Magi when they went to see the baby Jesus. Do you think they knew beforehand that they were actually going to meet God Or do you think that, kind of like the Jews, they were looking for this Messiah that was going to come be a king and get rid of Rome, an earthly king? Do you think they were surprised when they got there and were like, wow, this is God?
A lot of that is left to conjecture. What we do know is this, that the wise men came and they bowed down and they worshiped Jesus Christ. And they knew from the start that this was not just another dime a dozen earthly king, that there was something special about this king because they gave him gold and frankincense and myrrh. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot we don't know and a lot that is left to tradition. We don't know if there are three wise men. That's a tradition. The Bible doesn't tell them. We get the notion of three wise men as a result of the three gifts that they gave. But we do know that even if these magi practiced astrology, the Bible makes it crystal clear that the wise men, and I write about this on day 17 of The Heart of Christmas, I talk about the fact that the wise men were led by God,
right,
both by means of the star, which guided them to Christ, and by means of the warning that kept them from returning to Herod. So contrary to the practice of astrology, which, of course, involves divination and attempts to predict the future apart from God, the star the wise men followed was not used to foretell the future, but to foretell the future. In other words, the Star of Bethlehem did not prophesy the birth of Christ. That, of course, was done in the canon of Scripture, particularly the Old Testament. Christ is the one who walks through the door of Old Testament prophecy. It pronounced the birth of Christ. And when they came and found the Christ child, they worshiped him. And that's the point. The point is that the one who came is one worthy of worship. So he's not an angel. He's not a mere human being. He's one who can receive our worship because he is indeed God in human flesh.
Correct. Okay. Thank you. I was just wanting your point of view. To me, I have this in the back of my head that they really didn't know what they were going to receive until they got there, that they might have been in just total awe. And just thought I'd get another opinion.
Well, I think you have correctly communicated the reality of the biblical text.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time and your ministry.
Thank you, Travis. Appreciate your call so much. And Jack, that underscores so much of what we're saying. The worship that the Magi afforded to the Christ child is worship which could never go to a mere human being. This was God in human flesh. I think sometimes that washes over us. We don't really grasp the reality of what we're talking about here. We're talking about the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God who invades time and space and reveals himself to us, a direct revelation of God to man so that we could touch him and experience him. And you and I are going to experience what those magi experienced. We're going to see with our eyes and touch with our hands the Christ of Christmas in the new heavens and the new earth wherein dwells righteousness.
Amen. You know, that's you really bring that to light in such a wonderful way, and we can look forward to that experience that we'll see him face to face, and we'll experience him face to face in the times to come. And the beautiful thing about this book is the fact that all of those things come to light when you talk about the gift giving and the importance of that, and you talk about the tradition and the importance of that, and even the history and the resurrection and all of those things makes you stop and think about what the real meaning of not just Christmas, but Christianity. The one thing I loved about the book is that it goes beyond just Christmas, but it really goes beyond what the Christian life is all about. You have given a power-packed information in this little book that sets the stage for what a Christian life is really all about and what it's supposed to be. This book, you're talking about giving. You know, you can be able to give this book to just anyone because everybody celebrates Christmas. everybody would probably want to know a little bit more about Christmas and what it wants to mean, because they talk about the Christ of Christmas most often all over the place. And this book brings to light so much information in the beautiful, short way. Lee was talking about the bullets, because you get, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, you can go through this each day. So this is really great information that's power-packed. It'll give a person in a short period of time something that they can share. That's the reason it's so important for the family, because it'll hold the kids' attention. This is not going to be a long, drawn-out thing, but at the dinner table at night, they can all, for those 25 days, bring this out and share it together. That'd be a wonderful thing that I think is really a powerful and important.
And one of my cherished memories from last year, as I was experimenting with the Heart of Christmas with my own children, is December 25th. And to hear my kids, as we not only did the devotional together and sang the carols, but then began to talk about what the Christ of Christmas meant to us as a family and the tradition we are establishing on that day that would carry forward in generations yet to come. Again, The Heart of Christmas, it's not just a book, it's a movement. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. May this Christmas season be the best ever.
While many of you will soon enter the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, Hank Hanegraaff has penned The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season to ensure that just as you prepare your home for Christmas, you likewise prepare your heart. Go on a 25-day odyssey with Hank when you order The Heart of Christmas, a handsome hardcover devotional which includes a classic guitar Christmas instrumental collection on audio CD by James Cobb for a gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-274 or go to our secure website at www.equip.org. Make this book a tradition in your family and a movement in our nation when you order our specially priced six-pack or the case of 12. Also, tell us your story about how the Heart of Christmas has inspired you to bring hope to others and spread the flame. Call us toll-free at 866-253-4656 and record your message. Order now so you can begin the devotional on December 1st. And check out our additional ordering options, including a personalized copy from Hank, when you visit www.equip.org. You can also write to us at CRI P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute. Alaska. There's no better place on earth where you can experience God's creative power on display. Stretching beyond your imagination, it is a land of staggering natural beauty. Now you can join the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp, and Christian Research Journal Editor-in-Chief Elliot Miller for 7+ inspiring days as you cruise into the grandeur of Alaska. During our time together, we'll unfold the pages of sacred scripture as we are strengthened in our belief in the divine creator of the universe. All of our sessions with Hank, your meals, accommodations, and 5-star cruise are included in one very low price. To participate in this event, you must register through Sovereign Cruises. Sign up by visiting equip.org or by calling Sovereign Cruises at 877-768-2784, extension 101.
Believe it or not, even Santa can be saved. Far from being a dangerous fairy tale, Santa Claus, in reality, is an anglicized form of the Dutch name Sinterklaas, which in turn is a reference to St. Nicholas, a Christian bishop from the 4th century. According to tradition, St. Nick not only lavished gifts on needy children, but also valiantly supported the doctrine of the Trinity at the Council of Nicaea in AD 325.
Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season by Hank Hanegraaff with accompanying Christmas Carol CD for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition or The Heart of Christmas audiobook, instrumental Christmas CD, or quantity discount options.